Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nainar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Setting the Table, The Transforming Power of Hospitality in Business is Danny Meyer's business memoir and operating manual built from his experience founding and growing Union Square Hospitality Group in New York City. Known for creating restaurants such as Union Square Cafe and Gramercy Tavern, Meyer uses the lens of hospitality to explain how enduring businesses are shaped less by clever concepts and more by consistent care for people. The book traces his path from early lessons in work ethic and service to the hard-won practices that helped his teams deliver memorable experiences at scale. Rather than presenting hospitality as a soft add-on, Meyer argues it is a strategic advantage that improves culture, customer loyalty, and long-term profitability. Readers also see the practical realities behind celebrated brands, hiring, training, leadership, managing crises, and making values-based decisions under pressure. The result is a narrative-driven guide for anyone who wants to build a company where relationships, standards, and continuous improvement reinforce each other. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, hospitality as a competitive advantage, not a nicety. A central idea in the book is the distinction between service and hospitality. Service is the technical delivery of a product, while hospitality is how the interaction makes people feel. Meyer frames hospitality as a practical business strategy. When guests feel genuinely cared for, they return more often, spend more freely, and become advocates who lower marketing costs through word of mouth. This is not limited to restaurants. Any organization can turn routine transactions into relationship building by being attentive, responsive, and generous in spirit. The book emphasizes that hospitality must be intentional and repeatable, not dependent on a few charismatic stars. That requires clear standards, coaching, and a culture where employees are empowered to recover problems quickly. Meyer also links hospitality to resilience during downturns, since loyal customers and engaged employees provide stability when conditions change. The larger takeaway is that hospitality is a differentiator in crowded markets because it is hard to copy. Competitors can imitate a product or a process, but replicating a deeply held ethos that shows up in thousands of small moments is far more difficult. Secondly, enlightened hospitality and stakeholder priorities, Meyer is widely associated with an approach sometimes summarized as enlightened hospitality, where the order of priority begins with employees, then guests, then community, then suppliers, then investors. The point is not to ignore profitability, but to show that sustainable financial results come from investing in the people who create the experience. When employees are supported with respect, fair practices, and growth opportunities, they are more likely to extend genuine care to guests. That, in turn, strengthens the brand, which benefits the surrounding community and deepens partnerships with suppliers. Over time, these relationships create durable advantages that investors value. The book explores how prioritization influences daily decisions, staffing levels, training time, benefits, communication norms, and how leaders respond when a policy is inconvenient but aligned with values. It also highlights that trade-offs are inevitable, and leadership means making choices that protect the long-term reputation of the business. Readers can translate this framework to other sectors by identifying their own stakeholder ecosystem and deciding how to align incentives so the frontline is motivated to act in the customer's best interest while still meeting the economic needs of the organization. Thirdly, hiring for emotional intelligence and training for excellence. Another major topic is how to build teams that can deliver consistent excellence. Meyer stresses that skills can be taught more easily than attitude, so hiring should focus on traits linked to emotional intelligence, empathy, curiosity, optimism, integrity, and the ability to read a room. The book encourages designing interview processes that reveal how candidates respond under stress, how they collaborate, and whether they take pride in improving. Once hired, the work shifts to training and reinforcement. Meyer describes the importance of clear expectations, shared language, and repetitive practice so that standards become habits rather than aspirations. Training is not only about procedures but also about judgment, giving staff the confidence to solve problems without waiting for permission. Feedback loops matter. Debriefs, coaching, and recognition help teams learn from mistakes without creating fear. The broader business lesson is that culture is built through systems, not slogans. A company that wants outstanding customer experiences must invest in the often invisible infrastructure of people development, because that is what enables reliability across locations, shifts, and changing market conditions. Fourthly, operational discipline that protects the guest experience. While the book celebrates warmth and human connection, it repeatedly shows that hospitality depends on operational rigor. Guests experience the front stage, but that performance is made possible by strong backstage systems, prep, scheduling, supply management, quality control, and clear ownership of details. Meyer illustrates how small lapses compound, turning into delays, errors, and friction that undermine even the friendliest service. The lesson is to treat operations as the foundation that frees people to be present with customers. When workflows are reliable, staff have the bandwidth to notice needs, anticipate issues, and offer thoughtful touches. The book also underscores the value of measurement and continuous improvement, using data and observation to refine processes without losing soul. Leaders must balance consistency with adaptability, updating systems as the business grows and complexity increases. For readers outside hospitality, the translation is straightforward. Customer experience is the output of a machine. If you want better outcomes, you must design, maintain, and constantly tune the machine, including training, tools, communication, and accountability, so that excellence is the default rather than an occasional win. Lastly, leadership, recovery from mistakes, and long-term brand building. Meyer's narrative includes the reality that even admired businesses face setbacks, critics, and moments when things go wrong. A key topic is how leaders respond to mistakes and how recovery can strengthen trust when handled well. The book emphasizes taking responsibility quickly, listening carefully, and making amends in ways that feel sincere rather than transactional. Internally, leaders must create a culture where problems surface early, because silence is more dangerous than bad news. That requires psychological safety paired with high standards. Teams should feel safe to report issues, yet obligated to learn and improve. Meyer also connects everyday decisions to brand building over decades. Brands are not made primarily through advertising, but through accumulated experiences that shape what people tell others. Leaders therefore need patience and a long view, choosing investments that may not pay off immediately but deepen loyalty and reputation. For entrepreneurs and managers, the lesson is that leadership is expressed in moments of pressure. Consistent values-based decisions, especially when inconvenient, are what convert a successful business into a trusted institution. In conclusion, this book fits readers who lead teams, manage customer experiences, or want to build a values-driven company, including entrepreneurs, restaurant and retail operators, service professionals, and corporate managers looking to improve culture. It is also useful for anyone early in their career who wants to understand what excellent leadership looks like in day-to-day decisions rather than in abstract theory. The benefit is practical. By treating hospitality as a discipline, readers can create environments where employees feel respected, customers feel known, and performance becomes more consistent. Those outcomes translate into higher retention, stronger loyalty, and a reputation that compounds over time. Compared to many business books that rely on generic frameworks, Setting the Table stands out because it is grounded in real operational pressure, where margins are tight and every interaction is public. Meyer's focus on prioritizing employees, hiring for emotional intelligence, and building systems that support human connection offers a distinctive blend of warmth and rigor. If you want a guide that is both principled and executable, and that applies beyond restaurants to any business built on relationships, this book is worth buying and revisiting. If you would like to support Danny Meyer, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.